Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Tom Brannock, good afternoon to you in our Cork studio.
Brendan, good afternoon to you. King Queen will too.
Tom and Gama. Tom, so we'll explain to people in a minute now why you're so confident in your Irish at the moment.
For now.
Yeah. So you're a travel writer with the Irish Examiner. You're going to talk to us about Irish holidays, where you can be somewhere nice but learn something new. And as people will have heard there from that magnificent exhibition, you're fresh off the boat from Irish College in Inishman, one of the Aran Islands. So why did you go to Irish College as an adult?
You know, I think I'd consider myself, like a lot of Irish people, I didn't really have that connection in school at all. I had a total switch off. And then when I lived overseas, I kind of got a bit more of a grow for the language, but I didn't have the foundation at all. I mean, I got a D3 in pass when I was doing my leaving cert. So that was hanging on in there. That was, you know, writing five words about a Seanóchail and ticking a few boxes in the Cluiseachtain. So I really didn't have any confidence in my foundation or else the grammar. And so one of those things I've been meaning to do for years and finally bit the bullet and headed off. So now, I mean, I feel like there's a danger I'm turning into one of those like insufferable American semester abroad students who you see on Instagram, you know, speaking French after 3 days in Paris. But
so tell us about this life-changing experience. Like how long was the course? You can obviously go into it with very little level of Irish, yeah?
Yeah, so I went with Coluch Forbacher Inish Mion. So Inishmion is how I learned to pronounce
Inishmion, okay.
Exactly, versus Inishman, which I'd been saying all my life. And so they organise beginner and intermediate courses. So my intermediate course was about 20 students. What was really impressive is we also had three Aussies, two Aussies and a New Yorker who had very proficient Irish. And we had a week-long course in Cloister Owen, the secondary school. So it was literally going back to school in Inishmon and spent a week there doing
and
Monday.
And you stay with a ban and tea and everything?
We did. Well, you organise your own accommodation, but I mean, I guess they're all ban and teas on Inishmon by default. So I stayed with a lovely lady, Teach Angela, aka Craig Moore, and actually one thing to highlight for your listeners is there's actually some really good, unusual from my point of view, solo traveller value on Inishmion. So I paid €50 a week for my B&B accommodation. Okay. That's pretty much unheard of nowadays. And
yeah, and how much was the course?
The course was €350. So that included all your 15 hours of class time. Our teacher, Aideen Hearney, Moontour Aideen, who some of your listeners would know, she's a broadcaster who does a lot of work about the wildflowers and folklore on Inishmion. So she guided us through a really great curriculum every day where we focused on, I guess, a tense, you know, the Aimsir Catcha one day, the Aimsir Aishneach another day, and kind of demystify the fear of the Mokanilach where...
The Mokanilach can be an Achilles heel for people, yeah.
It was, and I mean, there was, I guess, three different declensions, a rachin, a racha, or a rachoch.
So I guess she got very advanced in a week.
we came along in flying colours, to be fair. Okay. And so now that I realise I have a 33%, you know, chance of getting the Mokanilach declension right. And
okay. I see what you mean. 1 in 3, not bad odds. Okay, so I presume if you're going to pick up a new skill on holiday, it helps to be somewhere beautiful like Inishmion.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and Inishmion is, I guess, compared to the other two Aran Islands, I mean, Inishmioners almost consider, it's all relative, right? They almost consider Inishmuir kind of like downtown, right? The bright lights across the island. But yeah, as soon as you land in Inishmion, literally a few steps and your stress levels lower, you have these absolutely spectacular kind of honeycombed stone wall landscape, amazing cliffs, which are completely depopulated by tourists. So that's a buzz. And what was nice about the course too is we had various cultural activities that kept us busy. So we had a evening of Auronniacht with harpist Unani Lanagan, and then we learnt a few songs there, and then that all built up to our grand appearance, I guess, at Chachosta, the island pub where we performed, at least some of us. I mean, they asked me, oh Tom, you're a writer, can you recite something? And I was thinking, look, unless you want me to read top 10 food trucks in West Cork, that's my level of party piece.
Okay, to wit, let's quickly run through a couple of other things that people could be thinking of doing. Talk to me about the Common Knowledge Centre in County Clare. People will know Harrison Gardner.
Yes, exactly. So a nice kind of cultural kind of transporting there with the Burren being a bit similar, a bit of a symbiosis with Inish, the Aran Islands. So they offer a plethora of, I guess, kind of like wholesome courses which honour traditions, like native traditions. So you can do a basketry course or a stone wall making course. They actually have a stone wall symposium later this month. And they also have, which would be of interest nowadays, if people are having trouble finding a tradesman, or DIY courses. So they'll take in like a drill work one-on-one, and they cost €300 per weekend, and they also have accommodation on site. Like dorm accommodations are pretty affordable. Okay. Great cafe.
That's
there
a common
too.
Knowledge centre in Kilfenora. County Clare. Okay. Just to prove there's something for everyone, blacksmithing.
Blacksmithing, yes, absolutely. So this is a course on it's called the Milk Forge, Hot Milk Forge in the Glens of Antrim. It's actually, hence the name, it's set in an old milking parlour on a dairy farm and by a chap called Eamon Higgins. And he runs both blacksmithing and bladesmithing courses. So I don't know if I remember seeing the reality show, the forge in fire on a plane or something before, and even I got addicted to it. So I think a really good activity, okay, which may appeal to different demographics. I mean, there's also
and probably extremely zen as well, beyond the kind of actual blacksmithing itself. I'd say it's the process of it as much as anything.
Yeah,
else.
Absolutely, and they can be quite cathartic, can't they, those creative aspects. And
yes. Talk to me about food and foraging in Glengariff then.
Yeah, so they Two Green Shoots are an outfit in Glengariff, and they offer a wild tea foraging tour. So this is anyone interested in kind of the connection between our flora and our diet. So you can explore the beautiful native rainforests of West Cork and maybe find some nettles or meadowsweet or wild peppermint tea. And then you enjoy a nice little round the fire lunch, and you brew your tea and create a kind of your own lunch. So it's a nice kind of, I mean, you can't get more West Cork kumbaya than that.
No, and you couldn't be in a more beautiful place than Glengariff. And and then finally, now people will know the Dogen Buddhist retreat in Berra in West Cork. People can be a bit afraid of these things. Can you do something kind of low commitment there, or do you have to kind of check in and go silent for a month?
Yeah, you absolutely can. And for anybody planning a trip to West Cork this summer, the Dzogchen like centre in Berra is like one of the most magical, stunning settings in the country.
Yeah, even if you call in and stand and look out like there and wander around the grounds.
It's outstanding. Yeah. But you can do, they call them mini retreats nowadays. So they're, I think, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. or in the afternoon, and you get learn the act of meditation,
and
contemplation.
An enlightenment snack, if you will. Four hours of it, probably enough enlightenment for a lot of us.
And nice vegan snacks in the cafe as
Perfect. Well. Tom Brannock, travel writer with the Examiner. Thank you very much. We'll take a break.